Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
That's what they say.
Sports
Radio
101.9 FM.
The Fan. WFAN. Yes, sir. 203. McMonagle here with you on The Fan on this Monday morning. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Me and Fliegelman got you till 5 o'clock when the warm-up show comes your way. I hope everybody had a great weekend. And we know you Ranger fans did not. And we will get to the baseball as the Mets finish off that 10-game homestand I told you that was so important. Well, we'll get to it later and how important I think it was. And then, of course, the New York Yankees are the best team in baseball. They're unstoppable. Soto, Judge, it's just a pleasure every single day. We'll get to that, too. But we got to start with the end of the Garden Party. It is now official. The Knicks bow out against the Pacers in the second round. And the Rangers fall to the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final in six. And I feel the same way about both of them. Are they different? Of course they are. Are there different things about both those teams and different ways to look at it? Anytime you end a series and end a season, and especially one as positive as the Rangers, right? Well, what a great year they had from the jump. The first 20 games of the season were incredible, and they got off to this great start, and Panarin, you know, changed the dynamic of always looking to make plays. Instead, started shooting more, got more goals. You know, Igor at times up and down, but then really in the second half of the season, just typical best goalie in the league, Igor. And they win the President's Trophy. They sweep the first round. They take care of Carolina. And ultimately, they were beat by a better team who went to the... Blah! I'm sorry. I will not take the path of what a positive season. And hey, just a little bit here or there. And, you know, this team could possibly, you know, figure something out. No, I am frustrated. And I am annoyed. And pissed off by the New York Rangers. Because heading into this, when you win the President's Trophy, you're going to have a hard time telling me someone's just flat out better. And then two, there's only one thing to do. There's only one successful way. This is not a team that's come out of nowhere. This is not a team that's in year one or two of a build. This is a team that was complete. This is a team that sure had flaws. Every team has flaws. But this is a team that won the President's Trophy, that was led the division wire to wire, held off the Carolina Hurricanes, held off the Florida Panthers as far as the President's Trophy goes, and had home ice throughout the entire postseason, and didn't show up and lost the last three games. And had a 2-1 lead and lost 3 straight games to the Carolina Panthers. To the Florida Panthers. A team that, yes, is very good. Yes, has now made back-to-back Stanley Cup appearances. Yes, is tough. Yes, is big. Yes, knows how to win in the postseason. And there it is. Because, yes, Game 6 wasn't the disaster that Games 3 and 4 were, even though you got a win in Game 3. It wasn't they were overrun, they were overplayed, it was just they got their asses kicked. No, They were slightly better than that, and it was a game. And yet this offense could still not muster anything. Anything. And I'm supposed to sit back today and say, hey, well, they tried their darndest, and they gave a good effort in Game 6, and it was a lot better than it was in the other two games in Florida. And, hey, just a couple tweaks here. Hey, you know, look, I saw one thing on social media about, well, if you look at Tampa Bay, right, the year they lost before in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they had the President's Trophy, and they got swept in the first round. And then from that point on, they made some changes, and they won back-to-back cups. I'm sorry. When I watch this team and we see the stars and they have the best goalie in the league playing like the best goalie in the league, and we've seen this for years with Hank, right? Whether he was the best goalie in the league at any one given time, but for years, the guy's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest players to ever wear a Ranger uniform. And year after year, it'd be the same thing, losing these tight, close games, and you felt like you wasted Hank. Well, they're wasting Igor right now with these stars who don't have it. And I'm sorry, I love Panarin. And I've compared him and the impact he's had on this Ranger team to Jalen Brunson and the impact he's had on this Knick team. And he was terrific, and he should have been a finalist for the Hart Trophy and all that. But here's the fact of the matter. This is not a one-year thing. The stars of the New York Rangers do not play the level of hockey needed to win the Stanley Cup. Plain and simple. And for a GM in Chris Drury, who's made dramatic changes and quick changes and got rid of Gallant and made quick moves and decisive moves since he's been here, has to look at the core of this team. And I understand they're under long-term contracts. And I understand that maybe options are limited, but ultimately, I'm sorry. I know at the trade deadline he could have done more. I know they were looking for another top winger to go with that top line that was struggling to find a way during this postseason to get that third player on that line with Kreider and Zibanejad, to get someone to help them make plays, and they were shuffling that line the entire postseason. I understand that they ended up getting more of a role player as opposed to a top line player, and if they get that, I'm sorry. This team couldn't sniff a goal. This team had zero offensive production. This team, they score that goal in the first period of Game 6, and it feels over. How could they ever muster a goal? And then forget it when they fall behind two. The fact of the matter is when it comes down to it, as great a regular season as this was, as much fun as it was to watch them on a nightly basis, as much as they continued to come back and fight like they did in the regular season, more and won more come-from-behind games than any team in NHL history, and as much as they didn't have long losing streaks, and as great as they were and as powerful as they were and as skilled as they are, when they face a big, strong, tougher team in these postseason series, in this playoffs, they are not good enough, and their stars are not good enough. I know Panarin gets the goal late in the game. He's had zero impact on this series. Zero. And you know what? Unfairly so, and I said the same thing during that. I don't want to hear they stole games against Carolina. I don't want to hear that they got lucky and that they were, being benefited by the great goalie play and the early power play dominance. I didn't want to hear that. But you know what? Now when you look back on it, now that I'm frustrated, they've lost and they're out and they didn't make it to a Stanley Cup Finals. You know what? They were dominated a lot of the Carolina series too.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then they managed to get through that series on overtime goals and great play from Igor Shesterkin, who continued to play great through the postseason. But ultimately, when you look at this team, I do not believe that they are tweaks away. I don't know how many years you can do it. I don't know how many years you can rely on your top players and watch them come up small and watch Panarin disappear in these postseasons. Disappear. And I understand he played well against Washington. I understand he had some goal game winners. But for the most part, you cannot expect your team to win when your best player has zero impact on a series. And this is not once. This is not twice. This is every time he's been in the playoffs with the New York Rangers, when it matters most, when the series gets tough, when the defense gets tough, when they decide they want to shut him down, they can shut him down. And enough. I understand how good Florida is, and I understand the kind of hockey that they played. That doesn't excuse these top players for not having an impact. I don't care. What other sport do we allow? What other team around here do we allow them to show up flat and not do anything, the stars of our teams? What other sport do we allow and go, hey, well, listen, what are you going to do? They played them the way you can play them, and that's just it. We don't expect anyone to come through. I mean, listen, Judge gets killed, and we're going to get more into Judges. I bring up Judge and how great he is. My responses are flooded with, let's see him do it in the playoffs. Let's see him do it in the playoffs. He gets booed in the playoffs. Nobody goes, well, the Astros know how to pitch him. What are you going to do? Astros are a really good pitching team. They pitched them great. I mean, where else do we give 100% of the credit to the other team instead of saying, I'm sorry, you have to be better. He has to be better. Zibanejad and Kreider had to be better. They had very little to zero impact on this series. And I was waiting. Because all year long they showed it, especially Panarin, but this team in general, the resilience, and it wasn't there. And yes, they were better in Game 6, and that was the best game they played in Florida out of the three, but ultimately, they could muster nothing. Nothing. And I understand these are tight games, and Igor was great, and Florida kind of played a different game once it got the lead. And we don't have to break down the game. It was a couple days ago. But the fact of the matter is, as you look at this Ranger team, if not now, when? And if I understand at the deadline you could have got some more. And I understand there's always tweaks you can make to a team. But when do we stop believing in this main core group? I don't know how long, how many years, how many times we could see the same thing before you have to question whether or not this group is capable of playing the brand of hockey it takes come playoff time. And this is exactly what everybody said. And that's what I hate about it. What's frustrating the most is that maybe I was blinded by it, some Ranger fans were blinded by it, and maybe overall they were talented enough where you thought they could get through. But ultimately, everybody, all of their critics, anyone who questioned them, anyone who had doubts about this team and their 5-on-5 scoring ability and the toughness and all the reason why, yes, I know they're the President Trophy winner, but they're underdogs to Carolina and they're underdogs to Florida. And it's because they're not tough enough. Oh, and you have to throw Rempe out there. Like, he's going to somehow magically change the dynamic of what this team is physically. After one period against the Florida Panthers, Mark Messier, the captain of the 94 team, the last team to win a Stanley Cup, within a period, he's telling you, oh, Matt Rempe's got to be out there. Within a period of playing this Florida team, it was that obvious that the physical nature of Florida and the way they play hockey was going to be too much, and they needed to throw out some kind of miracle like Paul Bunyan and Matt Rempe. And once you realize that Paul Bunyan left his blue ox at home and he only plays 3 minutes and it's worthless, you found out this team wasn't going to be good enough. And that's it. Looking forward at this hockey team, I no longer have faith no matter what comes, no matter what next season looks like. If they are going to rely on Panarin, Zibanejad, and even Chris Kreider, and Trocheck, and Trouba, who was awful in this series, the best players on this team didn't come to play. And now it's multiple years with this. And I wish I could tell you, like many Knick fans came out and told you, and I felt differently about that too. I understand the injuries. And this is slightly different. They just, you know, didn't have any more. And their stars, you know, kind of did play very well up until the point where they just couldn't do it anymore. And then you lost Brunson in the final, you know, moments, minutes of the of Game 7 against the Pacers. But both teams, disappointing. The Rangers even more so. Because they were there. They did have their team there. They were fairly healthy. I understand Fox is on one leg. But the fact of the matter is, when the Panthers decided to play playoff hockey, the Rangers weren't able to match it. And if it weren't for a heroic and Herculean effort from Chris Kreider in Game 6, the third period of Game 6 against Carolina, I don't know if they make that series. I don't know how else you can view this other than questioning everything about this team. I don't know how else. I don't know how a Ranger fan can sit back, look at this team again, and say, well, if they could just add this, if they just had that. It was a really positive season. They played extremely well. I mean, the Florida Panthers are really good, and they're probably going to be the favorite to beat Edmonton in the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, what are you going to do? You faced a better team. You can't say that when you are the President's Trophy winner. You can't say that. When you led that division wire to wire. And you can't say that when your stars didn't play their game. It would be one thing if Panarin was great and they couldn't do it. Igor was the only player on this team that was a leader on this team, one of the best players on this team. He's the only one who showed up. The only one. You want to give me, Vincent Trocheck? Okay, he was pretty good in the series. That's about it. Lafreniere? Okay, but he's not a guy you were relying on heading into this year. He's not who you count on. He's not the guy you can't live without. Goodrow? He's not a guy you can't live without. The guys you can't live without, they tried to live without them because they weren't there, and it proved you can't live without them. And now moving forward, can you go again into next year with these guys being the core of your team, these guys being the guy you rely on? I said it at the beginning of the series, if that's what happened, you'd have to question, and here we are. I don't know how you don't. It's a frustrating end to a ultimately massive failure of a season. And you can tell, and maybe in a few weeks I'll feel different. Right, maybe when they start up again in September, I'll look back and go, hey, that was a really good year. Right now, they got out-toughed. It's clear as day. They wanted it more than the Rangers. You can tell me that in Game 6 they showed up and that they played tougher and that they did play better and that they had a good run of it in the second period, probably, you know, their best period of the entire series, and played really well, and it was different than the other two games in Florida. Fine, that's true. But still, every loose puck, where are the scoring chances? Where is nothing in front of the net? Nothing changed. The power play did nothing. Panarin did nothing. Zibanejad did nothing. Kreider did nothing. The entire series. And I don't want to hear that the Florida Panthers were just a juggernaut, because you know what? The Rangers were supposed to be as good as anybody. And they weren't. And as far as I'm concerned, it's back to the drawing board. Now, if they're going to bring in other superstars, I mean, we'll find out. But here's the fact of the matter is, those three players, and I understand what Kreider did in Game 6 of the Carolina series. I do. But Panarin and Zibanejad cannot be the guys you rely on to score goals in the playoffs any longer. I don't know how you can make it such. I don't know how you can convince yourself otherwise. It's a failure of a season. They failed the Rangers. And it doesn't matter with the coach. And remember, I just saw a clip, too, about Gallant talking about talent. And talent's great, sure, but you need to play as a cohesive unit. You got to play the kind of game that is played in these NHL playoffs. And the Rangers, as currently constructed, do not have it in them. And that's a harsh reality to come to terms with, but we just saw it play out over six games, and particularly the last three. The last three, including one at home, where the Rangers stood no chance in this series. Let's be honest, they didn't. They were outplayed at every turn. And you might be able to kid yourself that, hey, Florida's really good, and what are you going to do? I won't. I'm pissed. I'm disappointed. It's a frustrating season. It's a terrible end. And it's a team I no longer will believe in. Not anymore. How many years? I can't do it anymore. 222, McMonagle here with you. We'll get to the baseball as the Yankees are a dominant force. And I'll tell you exactly why I believe what I said I would believe heading into this 10-game home stand for the Mets, and how the end proves me right.